Let Mysteries at Midnight be your destination for detective whodunits and captivating mystery stories. You'll hear classic stories like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie's Poirot, and short tales from H.G. Wells, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I'm Christopher, and I read these classic stories in the soothing style of a bedtime story, so you can listen to them in bed when you drift off to sleep. Search for Mysteries at Midnight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes.
Soundsington Media!
Ohio. A totally normal place, where nothing out of the ordinary usually happens. You're excited to be visiting with your family as you stroll through downtown. The sky is clear and blue, and you're looking forward to seeing what the city has to offer. You admire the buildings, tall towers of glistening glass. You wonder about the people working in those buildings. What kind of work goes on inside these structures? What do the people inside even do all day? As your mind starts to wander, you hear the low rumblings of music, maybe 3 or 4 blocks away. Is there a concert downtown? You and your younger brother lock eyes, and without saying a word, both decide to run up ahead of your parents to investigate. It seems that all of the people on the sidewalk have the same idea, and everyone's pace quickens to find out the source of the catchy beat. You round the corner to see a crowd has gathered, and the words being sung, while easier to decipher, are still hard to understand. You try to make them out. Skibbity dop dop dop, yes, yes. Skibbity W, yeah, yeah. Wait. What? Your brother starts pushing into the crowd, weaving through the mix of grown-ups. You slowly follow in hopes of getting a better look. The lyrics just keep repeating, again and again and again. It's annoying, it's calming, and honestly, it's kind of funny. You and your brother finally reach the front of the crowd and stop, stunned by what you see. The sound is originating from 30 feet of porcelain. A gigantic toilet. At the top, an enormous head sticks out, still singing those words. The lyrics suddenly feel less fun. They feel menacing. The experience shifts from light and quirky to threatening, and everything in your being is telling you to run. You've just encountered a skibbity toilet. What are these strange, human-headed toilets? Where did they come from? And why are they singing? I'm Elise Parisian, and we'll flesh out the truth on this episode of Unspookable.
Skibbity Toilet is a series on YouTube about these guys that come out of toilets and they sing a little song.
I have heard of the series Skibbity Toilet. It's an evil head inside of a very dirty toilet trying to take over the world.
I first heard about it on, I was just watching YouTube and it came up and I was like, ooh, this seems interesting. I just thought it was funny and it had a good story.
A Skibbity Toilet character is a very ugly head inside of a very dirty toilet.
Think of like a gas station toilet, like dirty and like rusty and like yellow. And then imagine like an animated head that you'd see in like a realistic video game. That's what comes out of it. And it's like well-made, but poorly made coming out of the toilet. It's like animated, like in its own different way.
So a quick disclaimer. We're not in the habit here on Unspookable of breaking down every new meme, video trend, or TikTok. Most come in and go out of vogue so quickly that we could never hope to keep up. But the topic of Skibbity Toilet has been recommended so much that we knew it had captured the imaginations of not just our listeners, but also those of the over 8 billion combined viewers that have watched the series on YouTube. But what even is Skibidi Toilet? Launched in February 2023 by Alexei Gerasimov, Skibidi Toilet is a YouTube series that shows a building war between human-headed toilets and humanoid characters with cameras and other technology for heads. A Georgian animator, Gerasimov, under the YouTube name Defook Boom, has seen viral growth on the YouTube platform with Generation Alpha, those born after 2010 and beyond. Using Source Filmmaker, a free graphics software, Gerasimov releases weekly episodes regularly referencing first-person shooter games such as Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike. Gerasimov says the initial video was inspired by a recurring nightmare of a head coming out of a grungy toilet. In the series, our antagonists often appear in groups as disembodied heads attached to long necks poking out of the toilet bowls. In the earliest episodes, they leer at the viewer threateningly while singing to accompanying music. In episode 8, enemies of the Skibidi Toilets are introduced, the cameramen. Cameramen have human bodies in suits with cameras for heads with the goal of protecting their cities from the toilets. Over the course of the series, they use everything from lasers to plungers as weapons, while later in the series, they are joined by television and radio-headed humanoids, all under the command of the G-Man. One of the most alluring components of the series is the music. The theme, once cute and catchy, has become an anthemic battle cry for our antagonists. But where did it come from? The lyrics of the Skibidi Toilet theme come from the song Dom Dom Yes Yes by Bulgarian singer Bizer King, released in April of 2022. The song went viral later that year when TikTok creator Yasin Cengiz started using it in his popular tummy dance videos. TikTok creator Perry's Brianne then parodied his dancing videos with her signature style of jerky acting and quick edits, which Gerasimov said was a direct inspiration for Skibidi Toilet. But the song in the Skibidi Toilet series is actually a mashup, remixed by TikTok user Doombreaker03 of the Bizer King track and Timbaland's Give It To Me, featuring Justin Timberlake and singer Nelly Furtado. For many, the song is an earworm, sometimes referred to as sticky music or stuck song syndrome. An earworm is a catchy or memorable song that repeats over and over in your head, long after you've turned it off. Many say that the only cure for an earworm is to listen to a song again, which may also be a reason many return to watch the Skibidi Toilet series time and time again. More after this.
My mom has stories. In fact, she has a ton of them. Stories about travels and experiences, other family members, bumps in the road, and more. They range from heartfelt to hilarious, emotional to legendary. And I hear or learn something new with every telling. Now, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a question or prompt that you get to help pick. Questions like, what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Or, have you ever had a supernatural experience or an experience you couldn't explain? Then all your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. StoryWorth makes the writing process a breeze. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before. Then, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations. Personally, I imagine my daughter reading as she grows up, maybe even reading with her kids someday, and seeing common threads and themes that run through our family's lives. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/unspookable. That's StoryWorth.com/unspookable to save $10 on your first purchase.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I like a little spice, so this week I tried 2 meals with a light kick and tons of flavor. Turkey chili with zucchini and a jalapeno lime cheddar chicken that came with a spicy cauliflower rice. They were both delicious. And the best part, they only took a few minutes to prepare. No fuss, no mess. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Factor is the solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. Head to factormeals.com/unspookable50 and use code unspookable50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code unspookable50 at factormeals.com/unspookable50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Skibbity dop dop dop, yes, yes. Skibbity double the deep, deep. Skibbity dop dop dop, yes, yes. Skibbity double the deep, deep.
I think the word skibbity means gross or ugly.
My world cultures teacher, he told me that skibbity means evil in like some like random language I've never heard of. I don't know what it was. But in the series, they show writing and it says skibbity, but I'm pretty sure skibbity means evil, so it would translate to evil toilet. People that weren't into skibbity toilets thought it was really weird, and they were like, what is this? And they would just say, like, that's super cringe. I don't know why you watch that. It doesn't make any sense.
So how big can the skibbity toilet series really be? The series and related videos have been watched over 65 billion times on YouTube just this year, with Gerasimov's channel soaring past 40 million subscribers. And on TikTok, videos with the hashtag SkibbityToilet have racked up more than 15.3 million views. But that doesn't mean the series is without its detractors. Several parental websites and international media outlets have claimed that Skibbity Toilet's violence and surreal elements may have harmful effects on younger children, dubbing it Skibbity Toilet Syndrome. While the series does contain concerning levels of violence and scary visuals, most of these concerns have been shrugged off as a moral panic. The simultaneous beauty and confusion of the internet and its memes is just how quickly things can change and evolve, forming a new language. So Skibbity, a mashed-up lyric, gets remixed to become the anthem for a dystopian web series about a species of infected human toilet hybrids. It sounds ridiculous to say that out loud, but it's only the beginning. Enter the Rizzler song. And Riz, if you don't know, is short for charisma or likability. This comedic, seemingly nonsensical song, already a parody of another popular song, was posted to TikTok last October and sung by a young voice with the lyrics, "Sticking out your giat for the Rizzler. You're so skibbity. You're so phantom tax." Besides being something we could sick our internet archaeologists on to decipher for the next year, these lyrics are among the first time we see the word skibbity and Riz, or Rizzler, combined. Still with me? Great. Well, the latest iteration of skibbity in conversation actually carries a negative connotation. Skibbity, likely because of its association with evil toilets, is being commonly used as an adjective. In the case of popular phrase, skibbity riz, it means having no or even bad charisma. And it even continues to evolve, with the latest iteration we've heard being skibbity Ohio riz, where TikTok creator Mr. Lindsay taught us that the addition of the word Ohio means that something is cringe or awkward. Ugh, wow, skibbity memes. They grow up so fast. So, what have we learned? The internet is a fascinating place, filled with things to educate, things to entertain, and also genuine time wasters. We leave it up to you and your grown-ups to figure out what works best for you and to sort the signal from the noise. But we can say that while the Skibbity Toilet series may not be suitable for all, that we think it's cool that something independently created has struck such a chord with young viewers. I also think that we can all agree that podcasters explaining Gen Alpha and middle grade memes is pretty skibbity Ohio riz. But that doesn't mean we won't keep trying. Thanks for listening to Unspookable. I'm your host, Elise Parisian. This episode was written, produced, and edited by Nate Dufort. Our theme song and additional music composed by Jesse Case. Our logo was created by Natalie Kewen. Special thanks this week to our guests, Will and Sam. If you enjoy the show, make sure to tell your friends. You can leave us a rating and review in your podcast player of choice, or share an episode on social media. Speaking of social media, you can find Unspookable on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us for a peek behind the scenes and for updates on the show. Unspookable is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to www.soundsingtonmedia.com.
Skibbity dop dop dop, yes, yes. Skibbity double the deep, deep. Skibbity dop dop dop, yes, yes. Skibbity double the deep, deep.